WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively added on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. You'll be hearing it here at AM 1570 and finding it at BaltimorePositive.com as well as on all of our social media channels. All of it brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland, reminding you that Restaurant Week is September 16th to the 25th. I am eating out every night this month, sort of famously. I've been driving around, and I'm trying not to gain weight, right, during this thing. I've turned down French fries everywhere. I did have a couple of fries the other day. They made me eat them. They served them. They looked at me funny, like they do in France when you don't eat your pommes frites. So I had a couple of fries, but I'm trying to be good. But they are bringing me up to Sunbury, PA a little later on in the month. So I am driving north of Harrisburg on 15 up toward the road to Mike Messina's house in Montoursville, stopping off. And they're feeding me ice cream, and they're taking me through the ice cream factory. Dennis Curtin joins us now from Wise Markets, and we get together. Usually we're talking about traveling, back roads, Pennsylvania, Maryland, crab cakes, all the things I've been doing all week. Dennis. Yep. Coach Mike Tomlin gave me a cordial invite to Latrobe. I'm a few years late on it because back when my wife was battling in 14 and 15, he wanted us to come up swab for their big black and gold game that they have at St. Vincent's. Sure. So we didn't do that, but my wife and I did sneak off from Deep Creek Lake at the Garrett Inn early in the morning, and we made our way north. I always brag about my home state, and I love Maryland and driving around. Pennsylvania's beautiful, man. Like that drive from Latrobe. Then we drove down to Greencastle and into Hagerstown, the Knicks Airport. I know you drive these back roads. You've been with the company a long time. You open stores. You have stores all over Pennsylvania, all over the region. Man, you make some pretty drives. I wouldn't want to make them every day. But boy, up and down those hills on the back roads where all of that produce is grown. Got something going on up there in PA. Don't tempt me to move across the border. Come on.
Oh, yeah. The blue highways in PA, they're great drives. The back road drives. I mean, I get it. Interstate 80 and 81 and all those, you know, 476, they get you there. They're big transportation hubs. But if you get a chance, go in the back roads of Pennsylvania or Maryland, for that matter. It's evocative. It's interesting. And in a lot of places, history is there, too.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And when I have these pictures, I'm going to share them on the daily report, you know, my pictures that I took. And we're doing daily things. Chloe and I are working on this. I've been on the road so much, we haven't really even worked on day one just yet. But by the middle of the tour, by the week, we're going to put pictures up and things I'm seeing. And I know driving up to see you in a couple of weeks as part of the Crab Cake Tour and having some ice cream with you guys up at the factory, that's going to be beautiful too. But I know that Wise, and this is where I'll pitch to you, I bought some produce. I bought pie. I had your ice cream this morning. I got to tell you,
okay,
made my wife angry because my wife's old school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a scoop of ice cream this morning about 8:05. I had Moeller on doing a recon. We were driving on a road out of Latrobe toward Greencastle. We were on a little back road and we're driving along and all of a sudden little town and there's this thing called the pie shop. And I'm like, hold on. We got to turn around. I Googled it. I went in. I'm like, stop everything. We're going to go in here. Monkey bread. So I got a little pie, and I don't even know what it's like, a snozzberry. It's had a funny name, snazzleberry. I don't know what they call it. Blueberry, blackberry, and I don't know, some other berry.
Maybe raspberries.
Raspberry. Thank you. Yeah. So I had this pie. I put it in the car right before last because we just got back, and I put it in the fridge, and I remembered I had it this morning, and I put it in a little toaster, got it nice and warm, and then I got I used this scooper. I got a perfect scoop, you know what I'm saying, vanilla bean, and I put it in there, and I said, Dennis is coming on today, and I'm always like, you can't have ice cream for breakfast. I'm not eating ice cream for breakfast. I'm
breakfast
like,
of champions. Hey.
Eat your pie without the ice cream. I'm going to have some Wise premium ice cream is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm probably going to feel guilty about it later, and I already do.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
Well, I drove past all of these produce places, and I know you guys take great, great pride in sourcing the very farms that I saw corn and peaches and stuff growing on everywhere I went, PA.
Between the states, we're in seven states, and we source from local farms in about six of them, and we're looking to complete us as soon as we can. We work with about 150 local farmers. The majority of them are in PA with a good spread in Maryland. You were mentioning Hagerstown, and right outside there in Sharpsburg, which also was where they had the battle, there's a farmer named Paige Hauser who's supplied us for about 30 years. I've been on his farm. We occasionally go to people's farms for pictures and video, and those are some of the best days you can have in my line of work.
You get to live one day in that life. I mean, I think about that living, being a city person and going out in way out and thinking to myself, what's a day in the life like? I'm just driving through. But what would it really be like to be working these fields your whole life and the respect that you have to have for people who work the land?
And when you sit there, and I know sometimes there's sort of the common media trope is sort of farmers. You know, they're just sort of working hard, but they're not that – you know, that they're just farmers. But when you see them up close, they're entrepreneurs too. They're businessmen. And there is a tremendous love of what they do, the land. I mean, talking to one that said, hey, I may not be making huge amounts of money, but I'm doing what I love and I'm going to be able to pass it on to my family. And that's important to me. And those kinds of things, I mean, you can't help but be impressed by that. If you go to Adams County, like Gettysburg, that's a huge orchard area. And trust me when I say this, like some of the most beautiful farms that you'll ever see are orchards. I went there one time. It was raining and I couldn't do what I needed to do in photos, except there was mist and rain and it was just a verdant garden. You sit there going like, okay, I can't get my picture, but this is beautiful.
You know what? I took a bunch of pictures. I'm going to share one with you just on my, on my timeline here.
Yeah.
Just driving along and, you come upon this, crazy farm and it clouds over it and sky gets black and dark. I have these dramatic, incredible pictures of these places. But the one thing I saw, and you talk about business, and I've had some farmers on talking about quality of soil, talking about irrigation, talking about the science of how these fruits and vegetables make their way to our table, and fresh and delicious like the peaches are right now and the tomatoes, fat, juicy heirlooms and all of that. But I would say for me being out there and seeing all this, I see the technology. I see that these are not people stuck in the 1940s. I saw these silos that were very specialized and they had a brand name on them and they all had the same brand name on them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a system. And I said to myself, we say, the Amish folks with lights and different things are great. I'm thinking to myself, the things that farmers, any farmer is doing right now to keep that vegetable, first off, to grow it without worms. Anybody's ever had a garden or keep the deer away from it. I got the groundhogs. They're cute. But man, they're not friendly to vegetables, right?
Yeah, so if you're a farmer,
keeping all of that apart and then having a modern way of bringing it, they're not going to be in business if they're not supplying you with the right things in the right ways. And I saw a lot of technology. I really did.
Yeah, a good example is corn that comes from the South in the winter months. When they harvest it, they immediately put it into a facility that drains all the heat out of there, because heat is the big enemy of corn in terms of staying fresh. And so that's why it tastes like when we were kids, corn from Florida in the winter just wasn't very good. Fast forward to today, it is very good. Maybe it's not as good as the ear of corn that was in the field a day ago, but it's comparable and it's good. And that's because they take out the heat, they preserve it, and it gets onto our shelves much more fresh, in a much fresher condition. So those are the kinds of things that I love. We do a biannual dinner with our farmers and growers, and it's one of the best events that we do. You just plop yourself down at a table and you talk to people. There are tremendous amounts of potatoes being grown outside of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, which I never knew until I came to work for Wise.
I thought they all came from Idaho. What do I know?
a lot of the Wise quality potatoes that we sell are grown in Pennsylvania. And then they'll supplement when it's the winter and they'll get it from other areas. But
see, my wife would tell you a lot of my Robert Graham shirts come from the outlets in Pottstown.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some shopping. Dennis Curtin is here. He's up in Pennsylvania. He'll be hosting me very hungrily. I will be having crab cakes. My second trip into Pennsylvania. Mike Tomlin got me there the other day up in Latrobe. By the way, Latrobe.
It's
I took
Latrobe.
Pictures of me.
It's Latrobe.
Latrobe.
Okay. Yeah.
I know somebody from there who calls it Latrobe. That's
really?
Why I call it Latrobe.
Really?
Really.
Okay, that's the first I've heard of it.
And I actually sent her a picture of the Eaton Park, because I like Eaton Park's chili, which I happen to have, and those little cookies they gave with Steeler colors, but I'll accept. I can bite into it. But being a part of that, too, was just one of the neat things for me. It was on my bucket list to go and do that. And I've been talking about it for 20 years. Yeah, I you know, but I passed Wise stores everywhere I went. I was taking pictures out the window of various ones. We did some shopping too. You can check the rewards cards. We stopped in for some fresh produce and fresh fruit along the way. But you get this action all the time driving around up there, and it's beautiful. What am I going to see when I come up for ice cream? Everybody's seen the aisle. Everybody's seen the seasonal flavors. What's a backstage tour going to show me other than some soft serve at the end of this?
You're gonna come in, and the first thing you will see is our dairy, where we process all our Wise quality milk, and that's a big operation. It's a modern operation, and if they're not filling, they're cleaning. Because the milk arrives in the middle of the night, like 3 or 4 o'clock, and then it's unloaded and it's processed. And then that dairy generates a lot of cream, excess cream, because there's 1% milk, 2% milk, and skim milk. And a lot of that cream, not every bit of it, but most of that cream is then taken down to our ice cream plant where we turn it into ice cream.
Every time I say this, I feel like Willy Wonka's like the juicing room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's vertically integrated. And again, all of the milk that we're processing comes from local farms. So, I mean, again, that's another, we buy 27 million pounds of local produce a year. The milk that you buy, Wise quality milk, it's from local farms. I mean, this is something we were doing since we opened in 1912 in one way or the other. Now we're doing it on a much bigger scale. And one of the things we like to say is we were local before local was cool. And someday maybe local isn't as cool as it is now, although I don't see why it shouldn't, you know, last forever. But having said that, we're always going to do our thing, and we're always going to try to buy local. That doesn't mean that we won't try other things. I mean, I know in our notes, like, we're supposed to discuss our great grape event, and obviously they don't come from Pennsylvania, but they come from great parts of the United States.
Hold on. What's a great, try saying that three times. Great grape event. Sounds like grade eight. Remember that?
I'm glad you asked. Here's what it is. If you go into a supermarket, the typical supermarket has 6 varieties of grapes. The peak time for grapes is August and September.
I didn't know that. So that's when I'm getting my cotton candies and that sort of thing. They're specialty grapes. Okay.
We have Razzle Dazzle grapes, which are a larger sweet grape. It's exclusive to us in the Middle Atlantic region. But what we will do during our grape event, starting on August 25th, running through the end of September, is we'll be selling 15 different varieties of grapes. And some of these grapes I haven't had all of them. One of the ones that I've had are sweet sapphire grapes. They're like tubular and they're a darker grape, but when you bite into them, they have a green translucent flesh. And they originally started in Australia. And I said, well, are we getting these from Australia? That seems a little far. They said, no, we're growing them in California. Another one, which, I mean, I just love the name, are the Scuppermong grapes. And they are called the best grape you've never tasted. And they are muscadine grapes. And they were found wild back in colonial times on a creek in North Carolina. And they're grown in the South where it's really humid because that's where they thrive. So these are all sorts of interesting grapes that we can get our hands on at this time of the year. And it's fabulous. I mean,
nobody has a problem trying different wines, and they're made from grapes, right? So this is – I bet nobody's had a grape tasting, right? I mean, this is like something new. My son told me about these cotton candy grapes about 5 years ago, and they're kind of hard to get, but I don't even know what – I haven't Googled them, but I've had them like twice in my life, and they literally taste like cotton candy in your mouth. It's the most – it's ridiculous how delicious they are. And much like anything else in season, how good the corn tastes right now or how great the peaches taste right now. When you get something like that in bloom, you take advantage of that, you know?
And because everything is transported and like we were talking about it before in terms of they're not just farmers, they're businessmen, but they're also technically proficient to make sure that they preserve the freshness so it gets to you and me as fresh as it can be. And so with grapes, I mean, they're vacuum sealed and sent across the country. And when you get them, they're fabulous. I mean, the sweet sapphire grapes I've had, and it's like, holy cow, these are amazing.
I'm writing it down, sweet sapphire, because I want to check this out.
They're tubular.
My wife's gotten into different tomatoes, right? We've gotten the little really, really sweet ones.
Oh, yeah.
Get them in Wise. They're in little plastic, but they're so – sweet, the tomatoes. Yes. And I'm like, it's amazing. I guess all my life, the first 40 years of my life, it's a tomato, put it on there. The difference of taste now, especially this time, the salinity, the sweetness, right. The freshness, all of that matters. Dennis is here from Wise Markets. Dennis Curtin joins us from time to time. We usually do a little travelogue, little old school stories and whatnot. I'm in the middle of the crab cake tour. Do you like crab cakes? I mean, being like
I do.
A Maryland guy? Or
I do like crab cakes. I'm trying to remember of the place in Havre de Grace that's on the bay that I've had crab cakes off and on for more than 20 years. I don't remember the name.
McGregor's is where I had my crab cake there. There was a famous place down below on the water that I think when I went, the plague was, it was a year ago, right?
Yeah.
And it literally wasn't open, but hey man, if they reopen, I'm all about trying new places. I'm still finding places that I didn't know about that have been recommended. And it's exactly as I planned it a year and a half ago when we met, just saying that I would never run out of a place to have a unique crab cake. And everywhere I go, it's unique.
I was literally at Longwood Gardens a long time ago in Chester County. And you think, Chester County, it's the mushroom capital of the world. But
Kennett Square.
But when you look at Chester County and you see how close it is to the Baltimore and Chesapeake, I remember going to a restaurant, can't remember its name, and I had the crab cakes, and it's like, holy cow, these are amazing. And then I realized they have access to great crab, fresh crab, right down the road, you know, in Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, right out of the Susquehanna, honestly, right out of the Bush River, right up in Harford County with my pal Tony Cotton. I'm going crabbing later in the month. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that'll
I'm
be
going
fun.
On a commercial ride 3 days after I'm with you. So, hey, when we're together next week, I want to give a plug to my buddy Sammy Tudor, my childhood friend. He is a real fisherman. He has a YouTube channel, and he fishes, and he has been inviting me, you know, since I began the crab cake tour, to go out and fish with him. I am going snakehead fishing in Vienna on the Nanticoke next Wednesday when I'm down in Salisbury. So I'm going snakehead fishing this month. I'm going commercial crabbing. I'm going to the ice cream factory. I even went to Steelers practice. You know, I'm getting out, Dennis. I'm stretching out, you know.
You know, when you get to see how they sort of pack and process and cultivate and harvest, there's nothing like it. I mean, it's just it's evocative. It's interesting. It's a slice of life that you're not really part of, and it's worthwhile to know, to understand all the hard work that goes into putting food on people's tables. And likewise, with the people that I work with in the stores. I mean, if anything, the last couple of years, we've been reminded how important supermarkets and their associates are in terms of keeping people's tables, you know, full with food, you know, feeding them when things are a little trickier than they are today. And that's why I'm so proud to work with the people I work with. I mean, you go into a store, you meet these people, and they're really solid. They work hard. It's not an easy job. So when we get a chance to bring in great fresh produce from local farms, I mean, those are things that we like to celebrate.
All right. Well, I if I catch any snakehead, I may bring you some. Try it. I mean, you like crab cakes. That's good. Get you out of Maryland. Get you down. Get you out of Pennsylvania. Get down into Maryland for a real crab cake. We'll take good care of you. Dennis Curtin joining us here from Wise Markets. I used a scooper this morning on a scooper premium vanilla bean ice cream over a pie shop. Little pie, a snazzleberry pie that I picked up out in western Pennsylvania on the road back from spying on the Steelers. I was keeping an eye on them. Luke's going to be running around all week doing a post-op on the Titans and the Ravens, and of course the winning Baltimore Orioles on the road here. I'm going to be with Wise Markets and having Wise conversations all month long, including Onward and Upward later on in the month. 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, I will be in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, and they're probably going to put a little hat on me, put me to work. It's going to be like something. Remember the I Love Lucy episode with the chocolates?
Yes.
That's what I see you and me and Jamie doing somehow in the factory with the ice cream scoop.
Well, I should tell you, you will be wearing a hairnet.
I got a lot of hair to put in it. Perfect. It'll fit me.
We'll order an extra big one. How's that?
I have my Wise cap as well. Dennis, I appreciate you. We'll check in. Make sure you're using your rewards. Make sure you're shopping Wise and supporting us and supporting our partners. They're all over the place. You know where they are. You know where all the good ice cream is as well. It's going to be in my belly in 2 weeks. Hopefully not showing up on the scale on September 1st when I weigh myself when this whole thing's over with. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Wise Conversations and BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.